already on trade deadline day, as Shane Bieber finds his way to Toronto. The Guardians end up getting Cal Stevens, a double-A pitcher as of right now. He's a little banged up, but he is 9-1, and it does seem like they've got a guy coming in here that has some promise. So kind of excited about that. And then Paul Sewald is going to Detroit for a player to be named later or cash considerations.
I think it's interesting. Jeff Passan of ESPN mentioned earlier, that Cal Stevens, one of the pop-up breakout candidates or breakout guys in or prospects in baseball this year, and the Guardians end up getting him. Throws in the mid to low 90s fastball and throws a lot of stuff and has been real effective this year. So we will see. Andy, I thought it was interesting to hear Anthony Castrovince, who was just with us from MLB.com. And I thought and still think if Bieber had picked up that contract for next year, I would have kept him. He kind of hinted that maybe the Guardians didn't want him to because then they're on the hook for $16 million for a guy who has yet to pitch in the majors and wonder if he will. And I wonder when he goes to Toronto. You know, I would think in that case, if I'm Shane Bieber, I'm completely just sitting back and not picking up my option and going to see what happens. And as Anthony said, if you do what Matthew Boyd did, if you finish out the regular season with some good starts, you get into the postseason because Toronto's going, and then you look good in the postseason, you won't be picking up that option, and instead you'll go get a longer-term, bigger-money contract somewhere else or in Toronto.
I want to see how he plays. I thought the story we heard earlier today from Jim Clark, and you talk about Shane Bieber, who's now had some time to rest and heal and come back, and he was telling the story. Who was it? Who was the pitcher? He said he was coming back, that Mark Shapiro would come back, and it was in...
Justin Verlander.
Oh, it was Verlander, and Verlander had been out, and, you know, Jim said, hey, do you think he'll be better when he comes back? And Mark said to him, yeah, he's going to be better than ever.
He's got a lot left in him.
Yeah. And he did, and he won, you know, one or two Cy Youngs after that rehab start. So, Mark knows what he's doing there, and I think we all know he got a good pitcher out of the deal. The question is, you know, would that have still played out here? I don't know. Just kind of looking at the situation for the Guardians moving into tomorrow with Minnesota coming to town, and Minnesota's been making a bunch of moves. They just traded another reliever to the Dodgers. So it sounds to me, and
traded Harrison Bader to the Phillies as well.
Yeah, so they've made a couple moves, and apparently they're dumping players off that roster. So, you know, if you would have looked at the standings as far as the wild card was concerned, the Guardians had to jump back over Minnesota after that 10-game losing streak to kind of move up in the wild card standings. And I want the Guardians to be competitive for the end of the year, and I want to believe that they've got a shot for that final wild card spot. They're 2.5 games back. You can't tell me they don't. They have a shot. Doesn't matter how you look at it. Doesn't matter if Stephen Kwan's there. Doesn't matter who's on this roster right now. They're sitting 2.5 games back. The question is if they do decide to trade a player like Stephen Kwan right now, does that just say, okay, we're done? And, you know, we talked to Anthony Castrovince just now, and Anthony's like, if they decide to trade Kwan, they might not only be done for this year, they might be done for next year too, because they've got to figure out a way to reload. I just think the pitching is there that could carry them no matter where. And they've done such a fantastic job of making sure that they have pitching, whether it's starting pitching or it's, you know, whether the starting pitching has to help out the bullpen or the bullpen has to help out the starting pitching. The pitching has been there for this organization for years, right? And so
yeah,
I think you'll always have an opportunity if you have pitching. They're 2.5 back. They're at .500 right now. They're sitting behind the Rangers and the Mariners, and the Mariners have picked up a couple bats in the last 24, 48 hours here. So they're both sitting at 57 and 52. The Guardians are 54 and 54.
Early on in the show, I mentioned kind of self-analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Might be what the Guardians are doing right now. You know, just sitting back, do we have what it takes to compete this year, maybe next year? And I am probably too locked on what they did in this draft, because a draft's a crapshoot, especially in baseball. But just the type of player they drafted makes me wonder, was there a big philosophical shift in the organization? Because you went out and you drafted big guys who can hit it hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, usually this team would load up on pitching in a draft, and they certainly did get pitching. But, man, they drafted the type of guys that they didn't seem to embrace a whole lot in the past. And now they've loaded up on them, like big swing and miss guys. And I wonder where this goes moving forward. And do they think they're like maybe 2 years away from having some of these college hitters come up and make an impact? We're seeing some of that already from last year's draft. You know, Caglione's made it up with the Royals, hasn't done real well. Nick Kurtz made it up with the Athletics, has done really well.
My question to you, Guards fans, if they stay pat and don't trade Kwan and move forward, does that make you feel like they're still in on this year and that they feel like they have, that they're like, you know what? Sometimes no move is a good move and we feel like we can move forward on this, right? So no move could be a good move for the Guardians. But if they trade him, what's your reaction to that? And I don't know what you would have to see on the other side of the trade to make you happy. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people in the last 24 hours where people have said, if they move Kwan, I'm done. Now, I know you say that. I hear people say that all the time. Oh, I'm done. Never. They changed the name of the team. I'm not coming back. I'm gone.
They moved Joe Carter.
I can't believe that. Yeah, I'm done.
Joe Carter was a phenomenal player who went on to phenomenal things once he left here.
Did that trade not help out the organization?
But that trade changed this organization. Yeah, and Joe's one of the best players I've seen here. That's where you have to, and either you do or you don't. If you like the way this front office goes about its business, you almost have to trust him here. You know, and is it a philosophical shift? Do they not think they have the horses to compete the rest of this year, maybe next year? Maybe they're 2 years, 3 years away from really doing something because, and I'm just looking at the guys they drafted. Then you had Bizzana and the young kid who's playing shortstop in Akron now, Angel Ano. And I don't know.
Jeff.
It's frustrating, Andy, because I like some of the young pitching right now.
Yeah.
Think about, and if you keep that going, think about where that pitching might be because it's not quite there yet. Think about where it might be in 2 years. And then by that time, maybe you have some of these young hitters who have come around. And Bizzana's playing second base for you.
Jeff, if they trade Bartolo Colon, I'm out. Do you remember when they made that deal? I think they were only five games back on a playoff spot.
Well,
and there's another earth-shattering trade that they made that they were able to, you know, revitalize the organization with one simple trade for a name that you knew would bum you out.
Absolutely.
So,
yep. But it was the right situation because Montreal
was going to Washington.
They thought they needed something.
And they wanted to make one last run in Montreal.
And they gave up a ton.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I'll ask you one more time. If they trade Kwan, what does that mean to you as a fan? And, you know, we'll give you the opportunity to call in again. 216-474-0092 is the number to reach us. And, Jeff, before we go to break, I want you to give it to me. But, you know, if they trade him, what does that mean?
I want to see what they get back before I would comment on that. I'll put it in this context, though. I don't want to see him get traded. I think Steven is a good baseball player. I don't think he's a superstar player. He hits for a good average. He's 24th in the major leagues in batting average. He doesn't have a whole lot of power. If you don't have a whole lot of power and you don't have a whole lot of speed, which he hasn't lately, I would like to see you hit for a higher average than that and get on more often. I don't think he's a superstar. I think he's a good player. And I don't think this team has enough good players. Now, if they're changing philosophies, Andy,
And I thought it was interesting you brought it up earlier that the guys they drafted this year are power hitters.
They're maulers.
Yeah.
They drafted a bunch of big dudes with some swing and miss and some other guys who were just big dudes and hit it hard. And Angel Martinez has looked pretty good in center field. Maybe they think he's their center fielder. I've talked about moving Kwan there. It doesn't seem to go over very well with anybody. but, you know, is Kwan a center fielder? I don't know. Well, then if he's not a center fielder.
Well, Dan will tell you his analytics will tell you his speed's down.
Right. Mm-hmm. If he's not a center fielder, Andy, and they've changed philosophy slightly, and I'm trying to connect a bunch of dots. And if they're doing that, then you can't really have a left fielder who doesn't have a whole lot of pop and is hitting 285 and whose average has dropped every month for the last 2 years.
216-474-0092. If they trade Kwan, you think what? Let's hope. I'm hoping that they don't do it. But if they do, what do you think? Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.